Bible Club training staff in India have been released from jail. Despite the Kyrgyz crackdown, a ministry plants new seeds. And as it turns out, the Bible is still the most powerful tool to reach Muslims. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Eight ministry workers with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India are finally free on bail in India. They were attacked in the after hours of a training session for children's Bible clubs in Karnataka. Mission India's Don Edwards says while their team was in jail,
they did what Paul and Silas did when they were in prison. In the mornings and every evening, they had a worship service. And they developed relationships with the prisoners. And they shared the gospel regularly with these people in prison.
But the false charges haven't been dismissed. Edwards urges prayer because
it's very possible that there will be long-term consequences. However, at the same time, what often happens when persecution like this sets in, it often emboldens the Christian community to even take a stronger position.
Next, Kyrgyzstan is cracking down on religious minorities. They've established a state coordinating council on the struggle against religious extremism, and Christian activity is being closely monitored. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says that's why the success of an audio Bible drop stood out.
They were very, very surprised that they were granted visas to travel and that they were also granted permission to import the digital players. In both cases, their take on it was, you know, a thank you God moment, and they decided to not ask too many questions and just use the opportunity that God provided.
Keep praying. Seeds are being planted for the gospel.
A Kyrgyz evangelistic team traveled with our partners, and they were allowed to also minister to this particular group and begin the process of building an organization or an organism of the body of Christ for the people that are very interested in learning about Jesus Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Mission Aviation Fellowship reports astronaut Patrick Forrester is taking a piece of missionary aviation history into space. A piece of a battery box from Nate Saint's airplane is going up on the Space Shuttle Discovery this week. The plane was used to reach the Guarani Indians in 1956. They later killed Saint and four other missionaries. Forrester hopes to draw attention to missions while honoring Saint and his family. Forrester says he hopes to serve on the mission field after his NASA career, perhaps serving with MAF. Meanwhile, the month of Ramadan has begun, and it's a good time for Christians to reach out to Muslims. Fuad Masri of Crescent Project says God's word is the most powerful way to share the gospel.
When you offer a New Testament to a Muslim, you're not asking them to do anything wrong. The Quran says they have to follow it. So when I'm talking to Muslims, I don't argue with them about politics and religious ideas. I'm talking about one thing. Is the Bible from God or not from God?
Masri says Christians can explain God has the power to preserve his word in the New Testament, which Muslims call the Injil.
Now, the Imams, though, from the beginning, taught that the Torah came first, and that was changed, so God sends the Psalms. The Psalms were changed, so God sent the Injil. The Injil was changed, God sent the Quran. So you ask the Imams and the teacher, well, what about if the Quran can be changed? And he'll say, no, God keeps his word.
Pray and ask God how he could use you to share the gospel with them. And Christian radio is another step closer to reality in Senegal, West Africa. Inner Senegal Mission, a Partners International partner, hosted a seminar on Christian radio broadcasting for 12 eager attendees. It was designed to provide training for the new radio station. A radio frequency has already been acquired. The seminar was a follow-up to the October training. The seminar trained proper interviewing techniques, how to produce radio reports, and delivery tips. Pray the station will go on the air soon. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News has a monthly bulletin insert service available for your church. It features the month's top stories with full-color photos from the field, information on how people in your church can get out of the pew and do something for God. Just click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. I'm Greg Yoder.